Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He has a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. He has a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe is back. Sometime the cabin's gloomy and the table's bare. Well, then he'll kiss me and it's Christmas everywhere. Jingle all the way, troubles fly away. That's all I need to know. All I need to know.
From the voice of Kansas City jazz, a legend, an icon, that was the singing force known as Marilyn May with the 1965 song Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, and I guess it had to be done. Off her LP, Meet the Marvelous Marilyn May, and I actually got a chance to do that with my good friend and ardent admirer of Marilyn, Mr. John Christopher of the Neon Bee. And this would have been after the show on November 11th, 2018 at the Carlson Center on the campus of Johnson County Community College. At the age of 90, this highly praised singer, actress, director, arranger, educator, and Grammy-nominated artist, a musical treasure, put on a show that was spectacular. They simply don't make performers like her anymore, and she had that crowd roaring from the beginning the whole way through. When I caught up with her after the show and asked her about whether she saw this coming at the age of 90, this was her answer.
Someone would have said to you, you're going to see the world, you're going to come back to Kansas City at 90, mm-hmm. and you're going to perform in front of a packed house, mm-hmm. what would you say to them?
I would have said, of course I am.
During the show, she had many stories, and it was full of pageantry. One such story was about how she appeared 76 times on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, and that is a record for any singer in any genre. And she dedicated a tune during the show to Johnny and the legacy that they had built together. So have a listen to a clip from that evening. She did not miss a step. These days, she is gaining more fame for her time in New York City. Always a Kansas City gem, but now the world knows her better than ever at the age of 90, and for very good reason. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz singers like Ida Macbeth, Molly Hammer, and the great Marilyn May, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of voice and instruments to give you those jazz dreams. This next cat was in Kansas City back in October of 2018, down there at the Black Dolphin by the Green Lady Lounge. This is award-winning composer, saxophonist, and educator, Dr. John Petrucelli. And as we go into the tune Intentions off his 2018 CD called Presence, have a listen to a clip from an interview we had with him when he was on his way from Denver to Kansas City. He talked about this recording.
This was a monumental achievement to me, not only in terms of my own compositional growth and evolution as a saxophonist, but also just taking into consideration the fact that this was an album that stems exclusively from two concerts recorded live in concert at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, recorded by legendary Grammy Award-winning recording engineer Jay Dutt.
Thank you.
My name is John Petruscelli, and I'm a composer, saxophonist. You are on Neon Jazz. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
That was the very versatile trombonist and composer Marshall Jilks, joined by his WDR Big Band with the tune Switchback off the 2018 CD Always Forward. And that's his general direction. This cat is a sort of musical chameleon, able to alter a sound to fit into whatever situation he finds himself in. It was his father's influence that led Marshall to pick up the trombone in the very beginning. So we caught up with Marshall to talk about his life and music, and this is what he had to say.
You know, I remember being in a Walmart and buying like Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Records and stuff like that. And then from there, you know, like I said, those guys, you know, one of the trombone players would say, oh, check out Carl Fontana, check out this, and, you know, this and that. And then my senior year of high school, I got the opportunity to go to Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan, which is like a boarding, basically like a boarding school, and has a really great jazz program. And so there, all of a sudden I was surrounded with, you know, a bunch of other kids with the same interest, but everybody had come from a different background, you know.
From the time he settled in New York back in 98, Marshall spent the next 12 years working steadily as a sideman while honing his own individual voice, and it's mighty at this point, and it continues to get louder. Our next cut on the show comes from the great saxophonist Bill Sears, who is the coordinator of jazz studies at the Interlochen Arts Academy, and this is somebody Marshall knew well. He talks about him, and he will talk about Conrad Herwig, which you will hear next on the show, so have a listen to Marshall talk about both of them.
My director there was a guy named Bill Sears, who's a really great saxophonist and a great educator, and he came back and he said, man, have you ever heard this trombone player Conrad Herwig? He's like, you gotta check this guy out. And I remember I ordered one of his CDs and I was just blown away by his playing, you know. And later I actually went to William Patterson for a year to study with him.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is trombonist, composer, and arranger Marshall Jilks, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great New York City trombonist Conrad Herwig, as we promised, with the 2012 song A Voice Through the Door. So he began his career in Clark Terry's band in the early 1980s. And remember Clark Terry, that's going to come back around here. And he has been a featured member in Joe Henderson's Sextet, Tom Harrell's Septet, and Big Band, and the Joe Lovano Nonet. He has been a huge influence on the trombone and will continue to be. He's a legend. So let's switch it up a bit as we get into the vibes next on the show. From a legend on the instrument, this is Lionel Hampton with the song Walking My Baby Back Home off the 1960 LP Silver Vibes as we keep on keeping on around here.
Cervini from Toronto, Canada. I'm a drummer, and I just released an album with my sextet, Turboprop. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was the talented Canadian drummer and composer Ernesto Cervini, joined by his band Turbopop with Tad's Delight off the 2018 CD Abundance, and it's a great listen. This is his second album with this sextet, and they blend very well together. And we caught up with Ernesto recently and talked about this recording, and I had to know why and how they managed to make their sound so good, fresh, and memorable, and this is what he had to say.
We all really like each other. We get along really, really well. And there's a lot of mutual respect. And we get a lot of enjoyment playing with each other. So I think that's a big one.
So this next cat on the show has been on my radar for a while, and I know you know him. It's Jeff Goldblum, and he makes sense to be a jazz cat. He's a big movie star, but he's also had jazz in his back pocket all these years. On the keys, joined by the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, this is the 2018 tune Nostalgia in Times Square. It's live off the CD, The Capitol Studio Sessions, and this recording is full of guest appearances from the likes of Sarah Silverman and so many others, so please dig it as we roll on.
Thank you. Hi, this is Champion Fulton, Oklahoma native, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Tell her you care each time you speak. Make it her birthday each day of the week. Bring her nice things, sugar and spice things, roses and lollipops and lollipops and roses. One day she'll smile, next day she'll cry. Minute to minute, you'll never know why. Coax her, pet her, better yet, get her roses and lollipops and lollipops and roses. We try acting grown up, but as a rule, we're all little children, fresh from school. So carry her books, that's how it starts. 14 or 40, we're kids in our hearts. Keep them handy, flowers, candy, roses and lollipops and lollipops and roses.
That was the Oklahoma-born and now New York City resident, a jazz pianist and vocalist with international acclaim, Champion Fulton, with the cut Lollipops and Roses off her symbolic 2018 CD, The Stylings of Champion. This was her 10th album, and she's as good as ever, always growing and getting better. So we caught up with Champion recently and asked her about her love of jazz. This is what she had to say.
I love jazz because it gives this feeling of joy and happiness. You know, as Art Blakey says, it washes away the dust of everyday life, and that is how it always has felt for me since I was a little girl. I could put on a Count Basie record and I could think, yeah, this is living. This is why we are alive.
So our final jaunt into the jazz comes from the producer and collaborator of The Stylings, her dad, Stephen Fulton, who is a veteran trumpeter, flugelhornist, and drummer who has devoted over 30 years to the study of the legacy of jazz. On this, the theme from the Flintstones, circa 2011. He's joined by the legendary jazz man Clark Terry. So as we get ready to go into it, have a listen to Champion talk about how Clark inspired her.
The beginning of his career with, his dream to play with Duke Ellington, being on the road with Count Basie. I just thought it sounded like so much fun. And I thought, I want to do that. You know, I want to have those experiences and be a part of this legacy of the music.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that thankfully lived his dream by meeting the great Marilyn May. Couldn't imagine anything better for an exceptional cat like him, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
So reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.